It's August 22nd, 2016, and this is the Rhode Island Educator's Guide to Personalized Learning. I'm your host, Arthur Baraff, and today I have another episode to help you gently transition from the lazy summer haze into the school mindset. Season 1 of the cast is over, and it was amazing, and Season 2 is on its way in just a couple of weeks. These summer episodes are featuring some of our past contributors and their end of the school year adventures into personalized learning. Today's episode is from Caitlin Needman of Blackstone Valley Prep Mayoral Charter, who asks you to reconsider how you do homework this year and think about how it can be even more personalized for each student. Enjoy.
Hey, listeners, I'm going to ask you to take a trip back in time for a minute. Or if you're a parent or guardian of a school-aged child, put yourself in your child's shoes. Ready? Imagine it's a beautiful spring day. You're getting off the bus, out of your car, or walking on your way home from school. You can't wait to play outside, get some fresh air, and just do nothing after a long day. You open the front door, and bam, you remember. You have hours and hours of homework to complete. And worse yet, it's the same work you do every single night. Boring worksheets, reading out loud to your family, for lack of a better term, busy work. If you're feeling unhappy, anxious, or disappointed right now, you're not alone. Okay, let's get back to reality. If you're listening, you're most likely not a child, but you might be an educator who feels the same way that I do about homework. While I feel like children should always be learning, no matter what, sometimes the homework we send home isn't rigorous and doesn't apply to the child's interests. So I ask you this question. If we are so ready to make these changes in our own classrooms to personalize the learning of our students, why not take it one step further? Why can't we personalize our students' homework? My name's Caitlin Needman, and after much thought and many changes in my own school, I have come up with an idea to make homework meaningful for my learners. I work at Blackstone Valley Prep, a charter school in Cumberland, Rhode Island. Lucky for me, for the past 3 years, I've had much more autonomy as a teacher to be a creator and innovator just because of the model we have here. We have a high focus on rigor and achievement in the classroom, but most recently, based on research and information given to us by parents in a survey, our homework has significantly diminished. At first, we expected the large majority of families to be happy about this change. Right? Coming off the bus, not having to deal with homework with your child, freedom to do whatever you want. The reality? 26 out of 28 of my parents were either unhappy about the switch or unsure of their feelings. They were not totally thrilled that we went from such a structured homework plan to having 30 minutes of reading and math fluency practice every night. This is when I had that aha moment. Why couldn't I personalize the homework for the child and the parents' needs? How will I do this? First, I will set goals with the child in class based on their needs and where they stand with their standardized testing. The children will help me figure out what they really want more support with outside of school, be it reading, math, or writing. I also want to make sure the children are doing learning that is real for them and something that they're actually interested in. This idea came from the reading entitled The Real Goals of Education and made me want to involve the children as much as possible in the decisions made about their learning. Next, I would send home a survey to the families to help get to know them. I would ask things like, how do you like to be contacted? How frequently would you like to speak with your child's teacher? What language do you speak at home? What do you want to see coming home for your child's homework every night? This idea was sparked from something called trust generators, where you take interest in the child and family in order to create a respectful, trusting partnership in the learning process. Once this survey has come back, I would meet with my head of school to ensure that this was indeed an okay thing to implement in my own classroom. I'm sure you educators out there thought, yeah, that sounds great, but how can this be possible if it is not a school-wide decision or initiative? Well, in a reading called Teacher Leader, I realized that in order to make waves in the school environment, you have to try. You must not be scared to be persistent about something you're passionate about and bring the evidence to back it up. Fingers crossed that it all goes well. Next step would be to create an individualized plan for each child. This could look like comprehension questions being sent home to answer about the text they've read, extra math games, or fun writing prompts about something the child really likes. What's my end goal? To create a classroom culture that is positive, a homeschool connection that is strong, and a love of learning in and out of the classroom. Lisa Delpit, author of Other People's Children, Cultural Conflict in the Classroom, suggests that schools must not try to change the learner, rather the school must change to meet the learner's wants and needs. I hope to implement this new personalized homework plan in my classroom in the fall. I'll let you know how it goes. And educators listening, I challenge you, for the last few months of your school year, try to implement some of these personalized practices in your own classroom and see how it goes. I'm sure your learners will appreciate it. Thank you for listening to another podcast episode in the Rhode Island Educator's Guide to Personalized Learning.
Thank you for listening to Caitlin Needman's podcast on personalizing homework. I hope it gave you the chance to think about how to make your pupils' out-of-school learning more student-centered. Also, a big thanks to Alejandro Da Silva for our groovy theme music. Please tell your friends and colleagues to subscribe to this podcast and leave a rating. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Rhode Island Educator's Guide to Personalized Learning. And remember, learning is always personal.